Mental pause. Hi, and welcome to A&J PEI Treasures E. Jean Simpson author blog post and podcast. I'm your host, Jean, coming to you from the beautiful province of Prince Edward Island, Canada. The blog post and podcast is an opinion piece and only reflects this author's opinion and not that of any other entity. I hold no designations in politics, economics, or medicine. I am retired from the mental health field and I am a humanitarian and speak from that viewpoint only. Whether you agree or not, at least I hope it makes you think. This is a little discussed phenomenon that most women will, if they live long enough, get to experience. I call it mental pause. If you want to find out more, then stay tuned. The one thing I stand by is that one can learn a lot by paying attention to the more experienced people out there. They call them seniors. One of the things that you can learn from women over 50 is about an age-old phenomena that all women go through. Men have their own thing, which I'm not able to elaborate on for obvious reasons. I can only speak from my experience, and I'm a woman. Males don't seem to elaborate on their thing much, and women do a bit more. I call it mental pause because honestly, it sometimes gives me pause and makes me wonder if I'm mental. Most women refer to it as menopause. As Ursula K. Le Guin said, menopause is probably the least glamorous topic imaginable. And this is interesting because it is one of the very few topics to which cling some shreds and remnants of taboo. A serious mention of menopause is usually met with uneasy silence. A sneering reference to it is usually met with relieved sniggers. Both the silence and the sniggering are pretty sure indications of taboo. Let's explore this topic in a little more depth with some life experience situations. It's not that I totally didn't know what I was getting into when I started menopause, or menopause as I like to refer to it. My mother had it a long time before me. I knew peripherally that it was not exactly fun and came with strange and weird symptoms, like something I've heard referred to as brainos, where you say something and it's entirely wrong, like a typo, but in life. And I've got a link to the Urban Dictionary for the term in the write-up to my podcast and in my blog post, or something to do with brain flatulence. And I have a link to a dictionary on the meaning of that one in the write-up to my podcast and in my blog post, the latter being the worst of the two, as one doesn't catch it until it's long gone. It is the latter one that gave me pause the other day. See, I don't often have computer trouble. I generally can get it fixed. This time it required a call to the service provider. Of course, I always try to troubleshoot first because I'm sure that they are doing constant tech support over the phone. This time, no dice, so I called the tech support. The nice tech support person ran me through the process and then, in a last-ditch effort, asked about where things were plugged in. Literally, wires plugged into the modem. As I viewed the back, started listing off stuff, it began to occur to me that it didn't look right. I don't know how or when I got them all wrong sockets, but apparently I must have. I switched everything back where it should be. After all the tech work I did and they did, it popped right back on. Welcome to the problem of brain flatulence. But try to consider yourself sane after a few of those. I'm considering after that requesting for a change of name from menopause to mental pause. If people don't talk much about menopause, I guarantee from experience that they don't talk about surgical menopause at any greater rate. When I had my total hysterectomy, I had no idea what to expect. My medical conditions made it harder as cancer is a potential danger, so I chose not to go with hormones, which has its own risks. No one talked to me about it in any way. No one told me what to expect. I was left floating on my own. I can tell you from the perspective of someone who had to go through it for medical reasons, when I woke up in the hospital, I felt like I had hit a brick wall. I had a sudden removal of hormones. I spent a long time trying to get past it, get over it, understand what was happening. How long did it last? And would I always feel like I was living in Hades? So, ladies out there, I hope that there is more information out there than when I went through it. You don't have to pretend you're okay. You don't have to wonder if you're insane. I want you to know that eventually it will all even out and you will be able to feel somewhat normal. You can make it through. I did. It does take time. If you're lucky, you will have a medical person who will explain the whole thing. Not just the, you'll be fine, we'll take out your reproductive organs, then it's done with. Let you know the options and whether hormones would or would not fit for you. Talk to you about feeling like crap, which most people are ashamed and confused to begin with. Talk about the potential of perhaps needing medication until things even out a bit. Let you know there are options. I followed tons of online chat stuff. I definitely saw other people were going through the same thing and were going through heck. What you don't see is that when things are dealt with and the hormone thing settles a bit, you can get back to something approaching normal. I wonder how many people think they lost their minds instead of understanding that they had a sudden removal of hormones and it can have an effect. I will never know what actual menopause is like. I'm on the other side now, so it makes no difference. I still get the brain hot flashes sometimes and flatulence of the brain. But I'm more at peace with where I am in life. I can laugh at myself. As Sybil Shepherd has said, it's okay to talk about birth. Okay. Then menstruation. I first started my advocacy for women's health in the field of reproductive freedom, and the next stage would be bringing menopause out of the closet. Myself, I'm opening a whole new can of worms. There are less of us out there. We are the few. We are the survivors. We are the uninformed and discouraged to talk about it by society. We find ourselves hiding out on online forums, which tend to be a revolving door. Now, this was several years back, so maybe things have gotten better. But the thing I remember is not being able to find any information. I just remember it being difficult, feeling I had to work towards survival, and I was crazy. The hospital, to be fair, I was sent on an emergent basis as they thought I had cancer. It wasn't. I wonder if this might be a situation where one gets better information when there is a bit more time. So now I have broken another barrier. As with all people with hysterectomies and all women who live old enough to reach menopause, there are various different reactions and different experiences. Xing Lo has said, "The literature of menopause is the saddest and most awful and most medical of all genres. You're sleepless, you're anxious, you're fat, you're depressed, and advice is always the same. Take more walks, eat some kale, and drink lots of water." It didn't help. Then others like Kim Cattrall says, "I see menopause as a start of the next fabulous phase of life as a woman. Now is a time to tune in to our bodies and embrace this new chapter. If anything, I feel more myself and love my body more now at 58 years old than ever before." So if you're having a hard time going through menopause, you are not alone. If you're feeling on top of the world, congratulations. I was somewhat reluctant to delve very much into the mental health aspect of this, but then I remembered that a lot of women suffer in silence and that can create harm in and of itself. So toward that end, I'm adding a few articles with a brief description. Starting with an article from Harvard, which talks a bit about some of the factors that need to be examined. The problem is a lack of information and resources for menopause, which just compounds the lack of wellness in women's issues. An article from menopause.org, and I also have links to both those articles in my podcast write-up and in my blog post, suggests that there is a need to evaluate family history as part of the methods of dealing with menopause. The biggest issue I find is that working across purposes that happens with regard to medicalization, as they call it, of women's issues. There are people who see this as a way of making women's issues into an illness. There is a complicating factor to this idea. It only adds to the stigma. Not everyone will have an easy menopause, and not everyone will have a bad menopause. If we close our eyes to the population that has a hard time, we are keeping them from being helped, and we are telling them that it is not okay to acknowledge they are having a hard time. We are telling people that it is not acceptable to be women who have a difficult menopause. The results of that are just as damaging. So whether you agree or not with the medicalization of menopause, you have to understand that not everyone gets through this stage easily. To tell people don't medicalize the life stage is just another way of saying what you feel and what you need don't count, because you shouldn't feel that way that you do, and so you're abnormal. I sometimes cringe when I hear about the medicalization of women. It's not all women that have issues, just like it's not all men who have issues. I dislike the "we need to shush you because people will think that women are less capable" attitude that pushes away getting help for issues. Capable and menopause. If you've been through a rough one, I would think as far as capable and strong go, most of us could figuratively bench press a Buick. So when looking at any issue in life, it is important to understand that it isn't about medicalizing anything. It isn't about finding problems with being a woman or a man. It's about making sure that you get good information, that you can find good information, that you can get help if you need it. That is what mental wellness is about. That is what moving forward in life is about. If you have an easy time, that's great. If you have a hard time, then you aren't alone and you don't have to hide it. There is help available. So now, take that mental pause part of life, and I hope that it made you think. Thanks for listening to my podcast and or reading my blog post, and thanks for your interest in ANJPEI Treasures. Keep watching for more ebooks and more formats. We're always working on something. Our blog posts are available on WordPress and Goodreads. Podcasts are available on Anchor FM, iHeartRadio, Podchaser, Amazon, just to name a few. And all my ebooks can be found on Amazon and Smashwords. And you can also find us on Twitter, YouTube, and Pinterest, and LinkedIn. And you can find links to all those in my podcast write-up and in my blog post. Thank you for listening or reading. Have a nice day. Bye for now.